With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. and Ukraine do not see eye to eye on how to end Russia's war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The peace plan proposed by the Trump administration calls for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia. President Trump told Politico that Moscow has the upper hand in the war and that Ukraine needs to cut a deal and start accepting things. But Ukrainian President Zelensky is resisting U.S. pressure for compromise and has reaffirmed his refusal to give up land. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine continue to exchange drone attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Miami votes for a new mayor today. Correspondent George Williams reports.
The race is between former city manager Republican Emilio Gonzalez against County Commissioner Democrat Eileen Higgins. President Trump has backed Gonzalez's effort to retain the GOP's three-decade hold on the office. Higgins had won the earlier 13-candidate primary with 36% of the vote, compared with Gonzalez's 19%. As with other recent local elections, analysts are closely watching these results as one of the final electoral battles before next year's congressional midterms. The winner would succeed term-limited Republican Francis Suarez. George Williams reporting.
The first of a series of powerful storms is slamming the Pacific Northwest, dumping heavy rain and swelling rivers. Como TV reports that fire crews rescued two people trapped by floodwaters at a campsite in the Gold Bar area of Snohomish County on Monday night. The National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center expects several days of heavy rain in western Washington and northwestern Oregon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the NASDAQ rose 30, the S&P declined 6. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Missouri appeals court panel has ordered new wording for a ballot measure seeking to roll back abortion in the state, ruling that voters must be told that the amendment would repeal reproductive health care rights. The decision marks the latest twist in a lengthy battle over Missouri's abortion laws, which have fluctuated from restrictive to permissive. This is SRN News. The New York governor's race is heating up.
Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is running. His entry into the race kicks off what's expected to be a heated Republican primary contest against Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Both count themselves as allies to President Trump, who calls them both great people. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul faces a primary challenge from her own Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Both Blakeman and Stefanik frame themselves as candidates who could appeal to moderate Democrats as well as Republicans. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas has launched a partnership with Turning Point USA to create chapters of the conservative organization on every high school campus in the state. Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick revealed the initiative during a news conference. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.